This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Tuesday, August 14th. While cash trade hits cattle futures hard on Monday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, the cattle was falling. It seems that the quiet cash trade is really weighing on futures a little bit, that the bids may not come until maybe Wednesday or Thursday, so not much happening right now. The hot weather really hasn't been a factor yet, and traders are expecting that change can happen quickly, so we're watching that closely. The market is just off somewhat, but overall, it's really been pretty good. One of the reasons is that they expect that with the falling corn prices, that's stabilizing the feed prices for them. And so there isn't going to be too much activity on there. They can be confident that at least for the foreseeable future, that these feed prices will be stable and can be profitable for them.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 13 and a quarter at 536 and a half. September corn was down 1 1/4 at 357. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day down 2, ranging from 610 to 615. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 29, ranging from 640 3/4 to 650 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 16, ranging from 677 3/4 to 692 3/4. Live cattle for August were down $1.05 at 107.07 and a half. August feeder cattle were down $1.25 at 148.62 and a half. And August Class 3 milk was unchanged at 1504.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.